Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment.
Woo! Man, that was some wedding. I am whipped.
Well, I'm not surprised the way you were banging bodies with your old girlfriend, Maxine Curtis.
We weren't banging bodies. We was doing the bump.
You look more like you were directing traffic with your backside.
Look, when you do the bump, you got to move your rump.
Hit him up. I don't know about you, Louise, but I had a wonderful time. And wasn't I lucky to catch the bride's bouquet?
And wasn't Elsie Carter unlucky to get in your way when you went for it? I thought she'll never get off the floor.
All's fair in love and war.
Man, that was a real fun wedding. I never saw so much food in all my life.
Yeah, I have to admit it was a marvelous spread.
Why don't you eat some of it?
Because I've got to start watching my weight.
That ought to be easy, Louise. Seeing how much you got to watch. I think I'll stick my bouquet in some water.
Why don't you stick your head in, too?
Weezy, don't let Mama get you down. I love every pound of you.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson. Can I see you for a second?
Sure. Time's up.
George.
I was just kidding, Bentley. Come on in.
Thank you.
In fact, you can have a whole minute if you want.
Oh, I shan't be as long as that. I just came to tell you that you had a visitor while you were out.
Visitor? What visitor?
The young lady from New Jersey.
What young lady from New Jersey?
Well, she was standing outside your door when I got off the elevator, so I offered to help.
Did she tell you her name?
Oh, yes.
Well, what is it?
Oh, yes, of course. You'd want to know that, wouldn't you? I wrote it down somewhere. Edward Villella.
Her name is Edward?
Oh, no, Edward Villella isn't a her. He's a great ballet dancer. Daphne and I are going to see him tonight.
The girl's name?
Yes, I wrote it down right here, you see?
Gail Bryant. Do we know anyone named Gail Bryant?
Not me. Must be one of your friends.
I don't remember a Gail Bryant. What did she look like?
Oh, she was in her 20s, slender, nicely dressed, pretty face, lovely smile.
Was she black?
I didn't notice.
Well, didn't you ask her?
No. No, but she asked a lot of questions about you, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, what sort of questions?
Oh, what your maiden name was, what your address was 24 years ago, what time you'd be home, which was the only question I could answer. She said she'd come back later.
Gail Bryant. I don't remember any Gail Bryant.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. Oh, what lovely flowers.
That's Mama's bridal bouquet.
My word, how do you keep them looking so fresh after all?
No, Mr. Mr. Bentley, we went to a wedding today, and Mother Jefferson caught the bridal bouquet.
Oh, delightful. That means you'll be the next one to be married.
Oh, no. I'm not even going steady.
Well, I hope you solve the case of the mysterious stranger. Meanwhile, TTFN.
Huh?
Ta-ta for now.
Mother Jefferson, do you know anyone named Gail Bryant?
Gail Bryant? Oh, George, didn't you once have a girlfriend named Gail?
No, I didn't, Mama.
You know, George has so many lovely girlfriends. He couldn't remember all the names.
Will you cut that out? I had one girlfriend in my life, and I married her.
What about Harriet Johnson?
That wasn't serious.
Oh, no.
Not as serious as I would have liked it.
Now, look, Mother Jefferson.
Oh, listen, I was just teasing. It was all very innocent, just like you and Fred. What's his name? Fred Williams.
Fred Williams? I never knew any Fred Williams.
Well, it was Fred something.
But what about Louise and this Fred something?
Now, George, you know I don't like coming between man and wife. Now, I'm sure you and Louise can handle your own problems without any help from me.
Now, wait a minute, Mama.
I'm going to take a nap. Weddings always make me sleepy.
So do five Bloody Marys.
All right, what about you and this Fred something?
I never went with anybody called Fred.
That leaves a lot of Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, well, since we are going to dig up old dates, what about you and Babs Davis?
Babs Davis?
You didn't know I knew about Babs Davis, did you?
What big mouth told you about Babs Davis?
The same big mouth who just told you about Fred what's-his-name. And since we are mentioning names, what about Wilma Barnes and Jan Harris and Meg Oliver? Do you want me to go on?
No, Weezy, let sleeping dogs lie. I mean, what difference does it make what happened before we were married? All that counts is that we love each other now, right?
Right, George.
In fact, let's make a deal. What's past is past, okay?
You're right again, George.
That's my baby. What's for dinner?
Lamb chops.
Great! Nobody makes lamb chops like you, Weezy. Except maybe Harry Johnson. Your arm ain't what it used to be, Weezy.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Are you Mrs. Jefferson?
Yes.
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm Gail Bryant.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bentley told us about you. Won't you come in, Miss Bryant?
Mrs.
I'm sorry. This is my husband, George. This is Mrs. Bryant.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Mrs. Jefferson, did you once live on 135th in Amsterdam?
Yes.
And was your maiden name Louise Mills?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What are you, the CIA or something?
No, you see,
well, you wouldn't be a lawyer, would you?
No, but I work in a lawyer's office.
That's it! Weezy, we're in luck. Maybe one of your relatives died and left us some dough.
No, it's nothing like that.
Then what's this all about?
Well, this is kind of personal between your wife and me.
Oh, you can talk in front of George. He's a friend of the family.
Okay. Now that I'm here, I don't know how to say it.
Say what?
You're my mother.
What?
Mama!
Mrs. Bryant. There must be some mistake.
Oh, no, there isn't. I'm your daughter.
What is this, some kind of con game? You looking for some money or something?
Oh, no, no. I don't want anything from you. I just wanted to find my mother.
Then you better buy yourself some glasses and look someplace else, because she ain't here.
My husband is right, Mrs. Bryant. What in the world made you think I was your mother? I don't even know you.
Well, how could you? I was adopted right after I was born.
When was that?
1951. July 10th. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that rings a bell, all right. Weezy couldn't have had no kid in 1951 because I was in Korea.
If you were in Korea, how would you know?
Because we was going steady, that's how I know. Look, this is crazy. Look, you tell this girl you ain't her mother.
Mrs. Bryant, I am not your mother.
You don't have to keep saying that, Mrs. Jefferson. I didn't come here to cause any trouble, and I certainly don't hold any grudges. After all these years, I just wanted to meet you, to see what you looked like, and to know that I had touched you.
Mrs. Bryant, Gail, I can imagine what you are going through, but believe me, I am not your mother.
But I have all this proof. Look, court records, hospital files, church registers, you name it. I've covered every possibility.
I'm sorry, but you've made a mistake.
I don't think so. What's your blood type?
Red.
Is it O?
That's right.
And do you have a scar on your right leg?
No way. There goes your case, Christy Love.
Not unless you count this little cut I got from a sled when I was a girl.
Hey, I didn't know about that. Hey, that's cute.
It's only just a coincidence.
Including my birth certificate? It says my mother is Louise Mills.
So what? There are lots of Millses in Harlem, and I ain't even counting the Mills brothers.
I'm sorry, Gail, but I'm really not your mother.
Okay. If that's the way you want it.
That's the way it is.
I'm still glad I came. At least I've seen you.
That poor girl.
Poor nothing. I bet she takes a lot of suckers with that line.
I'm sorry, Louise. I was wrong about Fred Williams. I had to get up and tell you. You never went out with him.
You hear that, George?
It was Manfred Wilson you went out with.
Manfred Wilson?
Now I can sleep peacefully.
You went out with Manfred Wilson?
Yes, but...
Manfred Wilson, the great lover who rang the bell with every fox he ever dated?
George...
You went out with Manfred 100% Wilson?
George, he said he wouldn't stop calling me unless I went out with him. So I went out with him once. It was the only way I could get rid of him.
Well, how come I didn't know about this?
You were in Korea.
Korea? Hold it! Hold it, hold it. Does that birth certificate say who the father was?
Yes.
Let me see.
George, what's the matter?
Read that.
Oh, my God.
You can say that again. Father Manfred Wilson. Manfred 100% Wilson. You lied to me.
I did not.
You lied to me. You lied to me. You lied to me.
George, will you stop saying that?
Please, I didn't mean to cause so much trouble. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You did me a favor. You opened my eyes.
And closed your brain.
Explain this.
I can't.
Aha!
Don't you aha me.
What? You had a kid by that jive turkey before we were even married, and you tell me not to aha you? I aha you all I want. Aha, aha, you might as well get used to it. You're part of the family now.
George, this is the last time I'm going to tell you this. She is not my daughter.
Birth certificates don't lie. Look, Mother Louise Mills, Father Manfred Wilson. There it is.
Somebody must have made a mistake.
Yeah, me. I trusted you.
Why, you, you.
Not me, 100% Wilson. Can't take the truth, huh? Fine mother you picked. Now, Louise.
I don't want to hear a word out of you unless it's an apology.
Apology? After what you did to me? While I'm over there in Korea dying for my country, you're back here killing me. Well, Well, don't you have anything to say?
What do you want me to say?
Say you didn't do it.
All right, I didn't do it.
I don't believe you.
George, if you don't get away from me, I swear.
That's it, swear, swear. You swear on the Bible that you didn't do it, and I believe you.
I'm not going to dignify that insult with an answer.
That proves it. That proves it, and that does it. I'm getting out of here.
Mr. Jefferson.
I'm leaving you alone with your mother. I know you got a lot to talk about.
About.
Ask your son. That's where it's coming from.
George, where are you going?
Don't bother waiting up for me here. Just don't bother.
Hey, Pop, what's wrong?
Ask your sister.
There you go again, old friend.
I ain't your friend.
Oh, sure. That's what they all say at first, but two more of these and you'll be talking to me like I was your long-lost brother.
I doubt that.
Oh, boy. Something really bothering you, ain't it?
Yeah, you.
Let me tell you something, old friend. A bartender ain't just some guy who pours drinks. A bartender's the drinking man psychiatrist.
Then why don't you go find yourself a drunken nut?
Come on. You could tell old Charlie. What's eating you, old buddy?
Okay, if I tell you, will you leave me alone?
Anything you say.
I just found out that my wife had a daughter.
A daughter? Hey. Congratulations. Compliments of the house. So why the long face? Oh, I got it. You're worried about your age.
What?
Yeah. You think you're too old to start being a father? Listen, don't worry. I know guys even older than you became fathers, loved it. Come on, cheer up. Before you know it, she'll be toddling around the house calling you daddy.
That'll be day. Just give me another drink.
Why, sure, Dad.
Don't call me Dad.
Pop.
And don't you call me Pop.
Hey. Are you okay?
Sure. I'm fine. Fine. Everything is just fine.
Good. Then let's go home, huh?
Hell no.
Are you just going to sit here and drink forever?
No, just till I pass out.
Hey, Pop, come on.
Your mother sent you out here, right?
No, she didn't. She's too upset to do much of anything.
She's upset? She's upset? I suppose I'm jumping for joy.
Came down pretty rough on her.
What was I supposed to do? Tell her how thrilled I am to know that she has a daughter of whom I ain't the father?
What? You didn't tell me that!
Do you mind? I'm trying to have a private conversation with my son.
Well, is your son drinking or just taking up bar space?
I'll have a Coke.
A Coke? Well, I guess I can buy my dream house on the Riviera.
Hey, Pop, you really believe Gail is Mom's daughter?
Well, she had more evidence than Columbo.
But it doesn't prove anything.
I'll tell you what it proves. It proves that the minute I stepped on that boat to Korea, your mother got in a cab to 100% Wilson.
How many years have you known, Mom?
I don't know. 25, 26. What does it matter now? It's all dirty water under the bridge.
And how many times has she lied to you?
Weezy never lied to me.
You see?
She just never told me things she wanted me to know.
You know she loves you.
What's that got to do with it? Louise loves everybody.
Uh-huh.
Look, don't you aha me. There have been enough ahas for one day.
Pop, remember when any of our old neighbors in Harlem used to get sick? Who was it who always looked after them?
Your mother. That's another one of Weezy's faults. Always helping people.
And stray cats.
And stray cats. Always petting them and hugging them and picking them up and feeding them better than she feeds me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Mom is, too sentimental.
Mm-hmm. She'd hug a rhinoceros if it was lost.
I bet she went crazy when she found out Gail was her very own daughter.
See what?
Oh, she must have hugged her and kissed her and couldn't stop crying all over.
No, she didn't do none of that.
Hey, come on, Pop. This is Mom we're talking about. The first time she's seen her daughter in 24 years, her very own baby. Now, all that love must have spilled right over.
No, Weezy ain't spill nothing.
She didn't even cry?
No.
Well, doesn't that tell you something?
Yep. Tells me that you got more brains than your father. Well, let me get up to Weezy.
Hey, what about the check?
Well, you the brainy one. You figure out a way to pay.
And then a couple of years ago, I got married, and it's been just great.
Would you like some more soup?
Oh, no, thanks. I've had enough.
You finish that. You need all the strength you can get, you poor girl, after all you've been through.
No, I'm fine, honest. Well, I love my parents. They adopted me and gave me a very good life. It's just that I couldn't help wondering what my real mother was like. Well, you can understand that, can't you?
Of course, dear.
Well, what about your father, Manfred Wilson?
I've looked everywhere, but there's just no trace of him.
I may be able to help you, Gail.
Really?
I have some friends living in the old neighborhood. You may not believe this, but I have an ear for gossip.
No!
Hi, Weezy. Hi, Mama.
Don't you talk to me.
And don't you talk to me either. After the way you behaved with your wife, you know what it reminded me of? Your father.
Weezy,
I told you not to talk to me unless you had an apology.
Well, how can a man apologize if he can't talk?
You'll just have to... You were going to apologize?
Yeah.
Start talking.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. I believe you. You're not her mother.
Oh, George. What made you change your mind?
All those stray cats on 135th Street. Huh? And you never lied to me. I was just telling Lionel that in the bar.
Oh, George.
Well, that's that. Well, sorry, young lady, but you ain't her daughter.
Oh, I know that now. She showed me proof.
Proof? I don't need any proof. I believe my wife.
Oh, thank you, George.
What proof?
Show him the picture, Mother Jefferson.
Here it is, George.
All I see is you and Weezy on the beach in bathing suits.
Turn the picture over, George.
July 4th, 1951, Jones Beach.
I was born July 10th, 1951. Well, in that picture, your wife certainly isn't pregnant.
She sure ain't. Mm-mm. You was something, Weezy.
Well, what about me, John?
You something else, Mom.
Thank you.
You know, what I can't figure out is why your real mother used Louise's name.
Well, she wasn't married. I guess she was ashamed.
She wouldn't be if she could see you now.
Thank you. I guess I better be going now. I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
No trouble. No trouble at all.
Back to the drawing board. Mrs. Jefferson, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, too. And if George's mother should dig up anything, I'll give you a call.
Thanks. You know, Mrs. Jefferson, if I ever do find my real mother, I hope she's a lot like you.
Well, I was your mother for 2 hours, so I guess I'm entitled to this.
Bye.
I'm glad she's not going to stop looking for a mother.
Yeah, but I can't help feeling sorry for 100% Wilson.
Why?
Well, he's going to have to change his name. After going out with you, he's only 99% Wilson.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.